This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
God's goal for your life is not to make you happy. God's goal for your life is to make you mature and complete in Jesus Christ. I may not like that, but that's what it is. God's goal is to make me mature and complete, and that's His goal for you. Then He says in verse 12 that God will give the crown of life, which is the gift of life. The crown of life is simply life itself. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So any gift of life to me ultimately is connected with Jesus Christ. But here's the key point, and I'm embarrassed to tell you this. I didn't mention this in the first service. The most important part of the verse is the last phrase, that God has promised to those who love Him. Notice what it doesn't say. It doesn't say God's promised this to everyone who crosses all their T's correctly and dots all their I's, who lives a perfect life, who lives a sinless life. God says, I give it to those who love me. You know, isn't it true in a family the most important thing in your marriage is to know that your spouse loves you? What if your spouse came home one day and said, you know, I'm going to give you everything I can give you, but I just want you to know one little detail. I don't love you. You know what you'd say? Doesn't make any difference. Doesn't make any difference. The most important thing in a relationship is to know that my parents love me, my spouse loves me, I love them, and that's true for you. And isn't it interesting? God says, I'm going to give a crown of life to all those who love me. And when you love the Lord, you know what? You want to do what He says. To love God is to obey His commandments. So put the two together. You say, well, isn't obedience important? Sure it is. But when you love someone, you do what you need to do. Obedience follows love, not the other way around. Obedience follows the love. Well, let's bring up the last verses, 16 and 17. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Anything good in your life comes from the Lord. Anything good in your marriage comes from the Lord. Anything good in your finances comes from the Lord. We've got to get into the attitude of realizing that anything positive in my life comes from the Lord. Now then, I want to focus on verses 13, 14, and 15, if we could do that. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does He tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. James says unequivocally, God cannot be blamed for temptation in my life. God is not connected with sin in any way. And he says, just make that plain. God is not tempted of evil, nor does He tempt anyone. Temptation comes from something we don't like to hear, from within. Everybody in this room has a weakness. Everybody does. Don't ever get to the place in your life where you say, well, I've risen above that. I've actually heard people, you know, have people look at me and say, well, I've reached the place in my life where I don't have to deal with those problems. And I put my hand out and say, man, it's great to meet somebody like you. I've never met anyone who was able to do that. God bless you, you know, because you're able to do that. We all suffer from temptation, and we have to recognize it doesn't come from God. It comes from within, and there's a progression. There's a growth to it. Then it gives birth to sin. The desire gives birth to sin. And then sin, when it's fully grown, gives birth to death. Satan always promises life, but he always delivers death. Remember that.
Well, tomorrow on Cross Hope, I'm going to talk about the five works of Satan. It's important stuff as a part of this message from the book of James. That's tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.